That's going to be our excuse.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, good evening, good night, good day, good whatever you are. If you're part of the EU or not part of the EU, if you're part of Texas, or you're part of the rest of the United States of America, welcome to Real Tennis Fans Podcast number 60. Woo-hoo! I'm not sure about that because I think Andre in check. So yeah, this is we're at least 60 years old. So in honor of our 60th podcast, like somewhere in that region, we decided, and it's June, and on Pride Month, we bitches are going to the club. We are going to the club tonight. These girls, the ladies, have already been pre-gaming. They've been drinking already. And Wimbledon dries out. And to be honest with you, we just perused it.
Yeah, we don't really care.
Yes, we were browsing. And unfortunately, I always tell people, when you're reading, you don't browse, okay? You browse for clothes, not reading material. But anyway, before we go any further, let me introduce my ladies. These are going to be my... No, I hate the word hags. They're going to be... I hate that word. I hate that word. Fag hags. I really hate it. But you know, ladies, you're going to accompany me to the club this evening. And we're going to talk all things Wimbledon. So first, let me introduce my homegirl number one, Andreen. From Solely Tennis Travel.
And Nina, did you hear that?
I did.
Okay. Can I finish? Can I finish?
Okay.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And let me just say, my other number one homegirl.
Oh, yeah. Nice fucking girl.
No. You know I'm all about team dark skin, team light skin, team anyone in the middle, okay? Team white, team whatever. I want my two me gentes from Cincinnati. And you know what, Janina? Because you're feeling a little down today, I got to give you an extra special shout-out today. You know why? Because Janina has finally lived in a place which is now on the map. Ohio is now on the map because they won basketball. So you know what, Janina? Yeah. I finally looked on the map and found Ohio.
You are such
big
a
up.
Bitch.
Big up yes. To Ohio. Big
you
up
were wrecked last bitch. Podcast. You were absent because you were watching game 6, I think it was. Was it?
Yeah, I totally got called out for that shit,
yes.
Too.
Tony, we noticed, but you know what? We give her a pass, and you know what? She won. So, you know, now we know that... So, Ohio is not really a foreign country. It's probably
semi-foreign.
So, you just need an ID to get there, not your passport. So, you know. ladies, we're going to SW19 Club this evening.
Ooh, what
and
do they have
what I've
there?
Heard, ooh, from what I heard, the club is hot. It's on. I'm popping. We got 128 mostly hot men. And 128 mostly hot women, and they're all up in the club for us to judge, brag, celebrate, and mostly ignore. You know who you are.
Can we just acknowledge that Tony just had a birthday?
Oh.
Us from the beginning, so happy birthday, Tony.
Yay, Tony, you get a shout out. You get a
happy
big
birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
ladies. One, I don't know if singing is your forte. And two, let us not get any copyright infringement.
We can't sing to Stevie
may be blind, but he's not deaf. Okay, he can hear music being played. Okay,
fine. We did the Stevie Wonder version
birthday,
for
Tony.
You.
We wish you lots of love and hope that Serena acknowledges you and give you a wink. And wins Wimbledon just for you, Tony.
Just for you, Tony.
Just for you, Tony.
All right.
I'm speaking it into existence. So, ladies, we're in the club.
Mm-hmm.
And who do we see first in the club? First of all, what are you wearing, Andre? That's the first thing.
Oh, shit, man.
You know what I wear? You know what I'm wearing at the club? I'm totally channeling Mirka Federa. And I got animal print on, because that's just
oh my god.
Selena, what are you wearing?
Man. Man, listen. I'm not wearing no fucking animal print.
You know what she's wearing? She's wearing a jumpsuit.
No, she's not behind the mean jumpsuit. You're not wearing a jumpsuit. Go home and change, Janina. Okay. Go home and change it since
we're going to have to come back to this one. What are you wearing?
Well, I'm going to use a word I just taught you this week, Janina. What did I teach you this week, Janina? What am I wearing?
Pum pum shorts.
Yes, I am. I am wearing pum shorts.
Oh no!
Vegas. And a
tank top.
Yes.
Look, yes. Shit.
And I'm wearing sunglasses. Yes, I'm wearing sunglasses in the club because I'm a shady bitch. And I'm gonna be playing for this evening. Just letting you know.
Oh my god.
Hashtag Nole fam. Hashtag.
Oh my god. I love it.
So, I'm just saying no. So, okay, I know Tony has a question. Tony, I'm gonna answer your question right now. What is a pum pum shot? So, no.
He didn't even ask. You ain't right.
I didn't even ask him right. No, because he says I usually say something that he doesn't know what I'm saying, and that's all right.
Okay.
We're here to learn, Tony. Well, all of us. You're going to teach me something, and I'm going to teach you something. So, pum pum shorts are, well, my pum pum shorts are old jeans that I cut, and they're cut above the knee, well above the knee, and they're rolled up, right? So they show off my legs.
They're short shorts.
Well, they're basically booty shorts, because in Jamaica, the Caribbean, pum pum is a slang word for the private part.
Right.
And so essentially, the idea is that you can see your pum pum through the shorts because they're.
Well, I don't have a pum pum, but you know, I am. Sure
I was
my,
yeah.
I'm sure
no,
my pocket.
Pum pum is a vagina.
I know.
They didn't teach me that part.
Yeah, he
did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because I taught you two other alternative words. I said there are pum pum shorts. It can be known as batty riders, and it can also be known as puny printer.
Apparently, I'm a horrible student.
Do you not remember those words? Anyway, but you know, we're not ready for puny printers, ladies. We're not ready for that. Okay. And none of you ladies in puny printers. So, first of all, it's a gay club. SW19 is a gay club. And who, of course, the first thing I'm noticing is the men's. It's the men's.
Hey!
I gotta say, it's the men's. And, you know, Andrina and I have different opinion on this subject. Mm-hmm. I think the men look a little... But Andrina is all about, the men are all... So let's find out. So
the men.
As always, for me, I'm just going to bypass Nole section. Nole quarter. Not even the quarter, but the... I don't check for Nole until Nole gets to the round of 16, maybe?
Are you referring to the leather daddy section? Because that's what I like to think of Nole as. I just see him in chaps.
You see him in chaps? I see him in bondage gear.
It ain't that kind of club, ladies. Not that kind of club, okay?
It's W19. Of course it is.
It's a classy joint.
A classy joint. That means we're not letting Nole in there.
Britain left you to get rid of this madness, okay? This is why Britain voted out of the EU, okay? They wanted to... This is what, no, they don't want this kind of thing. So really, y'all see Nole in some leather chaps? Really?
No, I'm just kidding. But you know, from the Nole section, to be honest, no action is happening over there.
Nothing. Actually, hold up. The only action that's happening in the Nole section is that my man is facing Janina's man again.
I know.
And your man is going to go home again.
Well, you're only here for doubles, honey, just so you know.
Yeah. But. Tony is asking, what language of origin is this? What part of speech is this? And he's calling it the Reels spelling bee.
See, I told you. I know Tony was going to come for me. Tony, pum pum shorts is a noun. Just so you know, it's a noun. Okay? Pum pum is still a noun. Language of origin is West Indian dialect, and it's kind of hard to say where exactly the origin, because West Indian dialect has, I don't want to sound like Raven Simone here, like every other language off Europe except one, all of the continents in Africa except one, but literally, it's West Indian dialect is mainly made up of West African languages, European languages, and also the indigenous people of the Caribbean. So, right. There you have it.
All right. So, real spelling bee. Spell poom poom.
I mean, honestly, the only interesting match in this section, honest to God, is... Ooh, God. Cole Schreiber versus Spear, because I will be watching that match.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I think... I mean, Cole Schreiber versus Pierre, for sure. And then, I mean... But the other thing is maybe Goffin versus David Ward, not because it's Alexander Ward, not because it's, like, going to be good, but it's just because it's a British player. But I think Goffin gets through that pretty easy. Oh, and the sad thing about this section is that Kevin Anderson and Istomin meet in the first round. That feels like a match that should be, like, second round or something.
These are the wallflowers. I'm sorry. Ain't it, they come to the club. And they dress okay, and they're on the wall. Ain't nobody checking for them because they ain't got too low. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
How can you say this? You don't listen.
Two of my hot men are in this section.
Exactly. And
shout out to Pablo Carreño Busta. Boo boo, I saw that picture. Boo boo, I saw that picture. You were in that pike position. Ooh. Mm-mm. Can't say anything. This is a Christian podcast. Can't say what's in my mind. This is a Christian podcast. But I would say that, I imagine, what might be interesting might be Sock versus Colbis. I mean, let's see if Sock is fit. Let's see if Colbis really wants to do something and make some noise here.
Shit.
That looks like a little bit like the douchebag section.
You know I have
Sock. Call it what you want.
Actually, the only thing, okay, I'm going to take that back. The only thing that might be interesting from this section, and let me qualify, Nole Fam, I know y'all listen to the podcast because I don't know why else y'all be commenting, even if you listen to 5 minutes. But, I mean, Nole is going to safely get through to the quarterfinals. I doubt that. GoFam might take a set from him. But what would be interesting is GoFam versus Milos, right? Let's see what Milos can do here. Milos can do here with now under the tutelage of we don't say super coach anymore, do we? John McEnroe at his head.
Lucas Rosal doesn't want to dance with Nole. He's only saving saving himself for Rafa. Is that what we're saying? That
he does want to dance, but he has to get there.
That's the problem.
And I'm not sure that he's going to get there.
Yeah, he has to win three matches.
Yeah. If it were early on, we might see an early struggle. Probably not an upset. Just maybe a...
Yeah, he has to win three matches to get there.
He's not going
to
get there.
Yeah.
You don't think he's going to get... You don't think he... I feel like he can get through...
I think he can get there, but Rosal doesn't pay attention.
He's the most comfortable of all of those players on grass. He's better than Bellucci on grass. He's better than Bemelsman on grass. And maybe Query is like the most problematic for him. But if he can get through Query, then I don't see him having a problem with either.
I'm sorry. I think I'm seeing something wrong here. Query is seeded 28? How?
Well,
I don't know.
He just
listen.
Every time I see a major draw, I keep seeing some folks in there seeded. I'm just saying,
I'm going to tell you why Query is seeded 28th. It's because he's up in the club and he's got that video where he's dancing with the horse head. So that was taken into account for the seedings because we know that Wimbledon does things differently.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Is his ranking really that high?
Apparently.
Why are you always shocked? You're always shocked. But you know what I always shocked me? I have to say, my initial impression is when I'm doing the draw, I'm always like, oh, yeah, he still plays tennis? Oh, yeah, this person still plays tennis.
Exactly. Right?
There's nothing like filling out a draw sheet to remind you that, oh, these people. Because, you know, when I saw the other side of the draw, when I saw Martin Clezon, I was like, oh, Martin Clezon. Remember how Martin Clezon started the year off well? And everybody's like, he's got a chance to move.
Yeah, I beat Gael in the finals, Gael.
What happened?
Anyway.
We're going to pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, we're looking at the Nole quarter, and
yeah, I mean, I guess at the end of the day,
I don't
want to
dance with any of those people.
Yeah, neither do I. Except Pierre and Pablo, but what I want to do, we're not doing it in the club. So, see you after, boo boo. See you after. You can take my number, Pablo and Pierre. Y'all
well,
are
screw that.
Section.
I'll tell you, screw you. What I'm actually going to do is I'm totally going to troll up in there and, like, get between Federer and Paya because that's pretty much, like, my kind of sandwich. so I'm going to be that crazy girl.
No one is going to slice you, so I ain't even trying.
No, I'm going to be the crazy person dancing between these two hot boys and be like,
girl,
hey.
Let me tell you something.
And they be like, whatever.
I didn't come to fight, okay? So you better back up with Federer.
Don't worry, Mirko won't be there.
Because Merca.
She had the gay club. She had the gay club with us. So no, it's Federer and Paya. That is a really pretty pair, and I'm hoping. I don't think Paya has ever even really done much on grass, so this should be like cake, please, Federer.
With sugar on top.
Yes, Andre would like to see you come to the net more often, like all the time. Don't be right in with these
I'm
fools.
Doing. Basically, I'm going to be doing, as somebody said when they saw me once in a club, were you trying to kill a chicken? That's the kind of dance I'm going to be doing.
No, you didn't.
Andre?
No, you didn't.
I'm not going to believe
you. You go kill the chicken because I'm going to be bumping and grinding, all right?
Thank you, Janina. Thank you. See why you're my number one girl, Janina?
Yeah.
This is why I have two number one.
Who are you bumping and grinding with in this little section? Maybe Zorko?
I'm not sure if that's a boy or a girl.
You're a mess.
I mean, not that it matters. Just saying.
Just an announcement, people. All bathrooms are open to all genders, all questions. Just you know.
Oh, just my God.
No, the pull off, no questions asked.
Okay, can I just seriously say that at the bottom of this draw, Sam Roth seriously has a chance.
You know what?
I mean, real?
Actually,
he just has to serve, right?
You know
serve
what? You
bombs.
Know what? For a minute there, when I was looking at the draw, I was just like, Grog, just win three games this time around or four. I was like, shit, that was on Clay versus Rafa. No, this is Brass versus K.
K's not great on grass.
But you know what?
K's not great on grass.
But you know what? K would find a way. He would. He would find a way and then lose to Marchenko next round, but he would find a way. Kane trying to go out. He ain't trying to. I think Michael had a strong talking to him after that pair U.S. Open experience last year, and they're going to get their shit together.
Let's be honest, what's about to happen right now?
What's happening?
Grigor Dimitra is going to get his ass smacked by Bjorn Fratangelo. Fratangelo,
is
right?
He? You don't even have him coming out of the first round?
I don't think so. I feel like Bjorn was like a qualifier. He's played there. I feel like he's going to be pretty comfortable. He took that set off Nole at Indian Wells. I feel like Grigor is there for the taking. You know that pretty boy in the club that's there for everyone's taking? I'm thinking that Grigor is that guy. So,
I think, I think since we're up in SW19 club, and this is a great gay club, I think I agree with you because I think Grigor is already distracted.
Yeah.
And he's over it, so he can attend to most serious things.
Oh my God.
By the way.
No, I just
but
don't
I
see.
Know,
I don't see him getting out of that. But if he does, great for him. But
well,
if he gets out of that, he's not getting out of the next one. It doesn't matter. He'll be in somebody's bed somewhere.
Stop it. He's so pretty, though.
No, you didn't. But, you know, I mean, Andrine, I noticed you bypassed this whole Shadi, Monfils, La France, Yves La France.
Yes. Listen, I'm just going to do all four of these people in a dance club scene right now. This is my little section. This is a good little section. You got Shadi, you got Monfils up in here.
I got a young and born at Courage up in there.
No.
And Ivo Karlovic loves the chocolate ladies.
Not doing any of that. Stepping away from that.
You say that after your first drink. You
no, did no, it after I'm, your first guess, drink. Guess what I'm doing
but
right
I see
now.
You, I guess, see you after your first drink all up over evil.
No, no. You know what I'm doing? I'm sitting this dance out and drinking my drink, pretending I don't see them. So.
Oh, my God.
But that's actually a shame. Chorich versus Karlovic, that's a pretty dodgy round. I mean, I feel like that's a five-setter.
Who do you got coming through?
I actually have Karlovic. I think Karlovic has got the experience to get through.
Yeah,
that.
I think yeah, so, too.
Me, too.
That's a sad thing for him.
So, you know.
Yeah, Chorich isn't, well, I mean, anyway, it's very, I don't want to judge him, but Chorich isn't making this out of leaps and bounds like expected him to.
No.
Especially since he's on the tutelage of Thomas Johansson, who's an experienced tour player. I'm not seeing any sort of, like, you know, improvement. Perhaps he's not picking his tournament correctly, and he should be trying to win some 250.
Maybe.
But, you know, I don't know. I'm not seeing it. But in this section is our recent guest on our podcast, Sergei Zakovsky.
Yeah, he has a good shot.
I mean, like, Chilich isn't even all on the money, so he can, if he gets to a qualifier, which is Nishioka, I think it is, if I'm saying that correctly.
Nishioka.
Which should be an easy win, because Sergei loves the grass, and this is a, might be an experienced player here, and he gets between Byron Bakker, Chilich, so he can probably work his way through somewhere. He could make some money.
There's no reason why either of those boys shouldn't take advantage. I mean, this is a nice little section, because the seed in that section is K, and K is kind of a weak link.
So always.
You know what I mean? And especially on grass. So I actually call this section the Mueller section. This guy's just going to be hitting surfing bombs. That's what he does. So yeah. That's like a Mueller, you know what I mean? Like, it's a good section for that guy. You know, usually I feel so sad for him. Like, he usually plays really well in grass, and then he gets to Wimbledon, and he faces, like, a really big seed, and then it's over. But this is, like, a gift. So this dude is basically, I don't know, I think he's just going crazy on the dance floor right now. Maybe doing the
actually,
robot, which
I'm really
not
at your point.
Listen, Yvette says that distracted Grigor will make it through round one, and no, I am not throwing salt on Grigor. No, I'm not, Ange.
Wait, she thinks he's going to get through the first round?
Well, she didn't say. Who? Yvette says, yeah.
Yeah.
Yvette says Grigor's going to make it through round one. Girl, well, you crazy.
Listen, we're going to play bets on that, all right? We're going to see who leaves the club last.
Loser's buying shots.
That's a good shot.
I don't know. I mean, now that you notice, I mean, honestly, the only person I noticed in this corner of the club was Sergei, and that's because I know him. And I said, hey, boo. And he was just like, but honestly. No,
you know what I noticed? I remember very distinctly him saying, I lost to Karlovic. Fucking Karlovic or freaking
that's
Karlovic.
True. And I have a rematch.
Oh, here's your chance, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Sergei, I am here for you to get all the way to face Federer and Federer beat you. No shade.
I think the fourth round. You know, it's so hilarious. I have Federer meeting Mueller in the quarterfinals. That's insane.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? It's time for the men draw be messy. Not Federer fucked up messy. But, you know, just be messy.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know what looks like it'll be a fun third round, Janina, which you should enjoy? And maybe this is going to be your dance sandwich. You can have, like, a little Federer-Delco action going on.
Yeah.
I'm there for it. I'm so there for it.
And then I might have to slip in right after and go after the Federer-Gale section.
Wait,
I don't think Gale makes it all the way there.
No, I do. And I'm there for that part, too.
Well,
I'm a little greedy.
Lady, this is the gay club, okay?
Sorry.
This is for me to be doing all of the naughty things. Not for you. You're just here to observe for research purposes, okay?
Oh,
relax.
I forgot.
No.
I think Mulfi swings both ways.
In a gay club, I don't think so.
If by swing both ways you mean he's hung like Donkey Kong, yes.
Look,
this is not my field of expertise in terms of we just found a word for it, Janina. Was it basket? Anyway,
you're a
when you can tell, but I'm telling you, There is no way Monfils is not hung. And I'm just pointing out that. Honest to God, truth.
I'm all right.
Not because he's black. Just saying. Oh, so, Andrea, you might need some help. Janina and Andrea, good luck with that. I'm just saying.
But by the third round,
Monfils has not played tennis for a long time.
Which is why he's going to come out fucking blazing.
No, Monfils never comes out like that. No, he doesn't.
He's not.
Pussy also hates grass. So, it all depends. I don't know why, but... His game should be suited for it, but you never know. But you know how we all wanted Monfils to do something? What's this motherfucker do something here instead of at Roland Garros like I wanted? Listen. Right when he's facing Federer.
Are you ready for a truth serum?
What?
I think Monfils takes out Federer.
Probably. He's like the most, it's the most likely option.
I think then he takes out Key. If Key gets that far, I'm not sure.
I don't see Key getting anywhere near the fourth round.
You don't?
Nope.
Hey, I'm fine with that. I'm fucking done with him anyways. I've been done with him.
Sam Graf, let's get that fourth round money, boo-boo. Let's get that fourth round money.
I actually feel like this section is a really fun potential section for some upsets. Like, I think people can do some things in this section. You can't do anything in the Nole section, except for Lucas Rosal, maybe. But this bottom section, because, you know, we don't know what's going on with Federer, and everyone in this section is really talented. Like, that's what I want to say about this section. They're all talented people. They have
Oh, fuck that shit. They're all talented. They're at Wimbledon.
That's what I mean. And it's grass. But, I mean, but, you know, it's not like, there's some sections where you're like, nobody can do anything here. But this section is filled with really experienced players who, if they want to and can take advantage of a good situation, could get through.
No, you're right. If somebody, you know what I mean? I mean, there are so many people in this part of the draw that if they get hot, they are golden.
They're nice.
Let's really think about it. If Dolgopolov shows up, he's good.
And
well, if he shows up, he's good. Simone falls up, he's good. Stachowski shows up. Karlovich. I mean, any of these guys, really, any one of them could end up in the semifinals.
They're looking for a Muguruza moment.
Hey, yeah. Go for it. Let it be Federer.
I mean, okay, I'm going to ask a real question here, ladies. We're over in the corner, okay? We're in the club, you know, a little quiet time. So I'm just saying, realistically, how does Federer look? What are y'all thinking?
I think he needs to have a tough match in the beginning to get him settled. And if that happens, I think he's fine. Because if this were Federer without the injuries, the person who hasn't played 80% of the year thus far, this would not be a problem for him. That's just my take.
I mean, I see Federer comfortably getting to the third round. I think if he meets Dolko, that's probably like a four setter. Mm-hmm. I don't see that being a five setter. I think that's a four.
But hasn't he been injured lately too?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like,
so
this whole section is full of injuries. We've got an injured Fed. We've got
an injured walking wounded section.
We've got an injured Dolgopolov. We've got an injured Sergei.
Yes.
We've got an injured Key. I mean,
and Key always injured. Yes.
So, yeah, so I mean, who knows?
It's just one of those sections where, I mean, I think it just really depends on how Federer is feeling. If he's feeling himself, he could get through the section really easily. If he's not, I mean, I picked him to get to the semifinal, but you know, that's just because I was being generous.
Is that your heart or your head?
Oh, that's tradition.
You know what it was? It was actually about my head. It was both my head, because I have a feeling that this draw, even though we say it's filled with potential, I have a feeling it's going to fall completely apart. And I don't think anyone's going to live up to their potential, and I think it's actually going to be like, it's going to be fine for Federer to get through it. That's my sense of what could happen there. Okay. I don't think everyone's going to come full. I don't think Gail's going to play to his potential, even though he has a new coaching team and he should be okay. I mean, he hasn't played anything on grass. I have a feeling he might even go down to Chardy, just because I feel like Chardy's playing better, and, you know, I just don't know. I'm not assuming that everyone's going to live up to their potential in that section. So I think Federer gets through that section. Maybe a couple tricky moments.
Well, mm-hmm. The problem with people not living up to their potential is one of them people could be Federer.
I mean, that's the thing, right? But you know what? It is, but you know what? It's the one place, I will say this, it is the one place that Federer has been looking forward to all year.
This is true. Right.
And so it's a workable draw. It's not perfect,
and it might not,
but it's workable.
And this might be people's Olympics because, you know, Zika is running rampant in Rio, so hey.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I mean, I wouldn't go to Zika. Sorry, no. What I'm really curious about is the robotic Raonic. I mean,
because the last podcast, I made a bold statement, and I said I didn't think Nole was going to win Wimbledon. Yeah. And now I look at the draw, I'm just like, was I drunk? I'm just drinking water last week. Because I'm looking at this draw, and I'm thinking, Jesus Christ. I mean, you can't get any easier than this.
It's a cakewalk.
It's a literal cakewalk. I mean, Tomas Bellucci might take a set. Might. But you know this fucker can't finish. So.
Oh, but you know what? He did. I mean, but, you know, let's be honest. He took a set. He almost was able to be competitive against Rafa. But Rafa's not ideal on grass.
Exactly, and Rafa isn't Nole.
Yeah.
I mean,
not at this juncture.
Well, you know what, Cole Schreiber, I am calling on you to finally fucking play to your potential and do something. Because in all reality, Cole Schreiber has the game that can trouble Novak, but he's just not consistent enough. But he definitely has the game because he knows how to mix it up, and that's what gives Novak trouble. He won't, but he could.
I mean, my thing is, I'm curious about Lucas Rosal and whether that's interesting, and I'm curious about Raonic. That's about it.
So I'm going to say...
I'm curious about Goffin.
I mean, the thing about Goffin and grass and Nole, I'm not convinced that Goffin plays...
Actually, Goffin has to get to Raonic first.
Exactly.
He has to get to Raonic.
And I'm
fine with that.
I think Raonic is going to take out... Sorry, let me stop because, you know...
Go ahead.
Someone, I forget her name, is it Hadrell? She'd be like, let Andre talk.
No, I was finishing. Go ahead. You say
I am going to make a bold prediction, though we usually never go. I'm going to say that, you know, Johnny Mac is going to give Raonic all the little
take a
tricks
shot.
And whatever.
Take a
and,
shot right now. Take a shot. You're in the club. See. Take a shot. You're crazy. Take a shot.
I love it.
It's the lighting, plus I'm wearing shades. And I'm so I see, I really
you
see
seeing some fucked up that. Shit.
No, but honest to goodness, I think you're right. You know why?
I see Milo
because Johnny Mac, because Johnny Mac's a fame whore, and the most important thing for Johnny Mac is for this coaching situation to basically reveal how great he is, not how Raonic is, but how
right.
He is. So the most important thing for him is for Raonic to take a scalp. There's no value to Raonic doing anything worthwhile
here,
except taking out Nole in the quarterfinals. That's his job. His job is to get Raonic to take out Nole because that will make
there's one or two things
worthwhile.
Only two things he has to do here. One, take out Nole or get to the finals and win. But you know, but unfortunately,
no. Taking
he can't
out
get
Nole
the...
is no. Taking out Nole is the best thing
right.
that Raonic is gonna do.
No, what I'm saying is that what would have been optimal for him, let's say Raonic was on the other side of the draw.
Yeah.
Him getting to the finals would have been good, and he lost to Nole. That would have been great. Because he got to the semifinals before, and he just completely capitulated, basically. You know, he was serving well, and Federer broke him the very first opening game, I think it was, and everything started to go downhill. So the game plan is that Johnny Mac ain't shit unless Raonic gets to the finals, win, or take out Nole. So
well,
can
I express how uncomfortable I am that Johnny Mac is actually at this club? Because
do you think he's wearing pom-pom shorts and a headband?
Fuck no. He's in the back. All creepy old man in the back. We're behind the wallflowers. Daddy, you sit in the corner.
No,
don't look at
no,
anyone.
You know who he is. You know who Johnny Mac is. Can I tell you who he is in the club? He's that guy who's sipping on his drink too fast and got his eyes looking at all the boys that are coming in. Eyes are swiveling back and forth, trying to figure out who's going to talk to him. That's Tony Mac.
Oh my god.
That's the guy. So I'm not too comfortable seeing him at the club. But
anyway, ladies, just in case you didn't know, there is a bottom half to this top half.
Oh, okay? Yeah. There's bottoms. There's some bottoms to this.
There are bottoms here. I mean, if you ask people, there are 95% bottoms. But you know what? You didn't ask me. You didn't ask me.
I will say that for my bottom half, bottoms up. Sorry, I have to say that's true.
That's true. I am all into the bottoms. Just in case people are confused, I'm all into the bottoms. And I have to say that there was some very
best section. This is the best section.
Yes. These are the people who are wearing pom pom shorts, Janine.
Listen,
they are wearing
right there at the top. Pom pom shorts full of twinks. Did I get it right?
Get your life. And this top section got your man Birdie Birdie with his sexy legs.
Listen,
I'm telling you.
Birdie can wear poom poom shorts all day, every day. I am there for it. I'll oil him up for him if he needs me to.
I feel like Birdie is very Tom of Finland look. That's the look I'm seeing from Birdie in this club. Sorry, that's the look I feel.
He's wearing skinny jeans. He's definitely wearing skinny jeans.
I don't like that look.
Girl, it ain't for you. It ain't for your admiration.
Let's be honest though, the bottom of this draw is basically I'm basically just gonna roll my way through this section. I'm grinding up on Stefanik. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
I mean, there are some,
my
I mean,
god. Hey, he can do something right.
I mean, there are a lot of men's here. I am checking out our matches. I should say. I mean, Dominic Team
versus some really good matches.
Naya might be interesting because, you know, they're both one on grass this season.
I think that's a five setter, and I hope Florian takes his ass out.
Look, Dominic Team is a fucking robot. I don't care anybody. This motherfucker is a robot. Look,
has he rested yet?
He did. He lost one match and decided to take a break and do the exhibition instead. So he should be well rested.
He played 8 weeks straight, if I'm not mistaken. He played Madrid. He played Rome. He played.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
He played a tournament between the French Open and after Rome. He played the French Open. That's 5 weeks. Then he played two weeks after.
Watch this motherfucker get to the final or some shit.
Okay.
You were saying, Andre?
She's disappeared.
That is because I knew. Oh,
I'm
well.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The club was.
Say that again.
Say that again. The music is too loud. You were saying about Bagdatis?
No, I was gonna say that Bagdatis is about to ruin John Isner's good time at this club.
Oh yes,
he is. He is coming in with his man bun tight.
And he is snapped.
Looking fit.
He is definitely wearing pom pom shorts. No doubt about it. And tank tops.
I bet he's got a shirt with his hair coming out the sides.
He cut off the sleeves and cut down the side.
He is strutting through this club. Straight.
Oh my god.
Through.
Right up to John Isner, and he's about to drop kick John Isner's ass. Right out of this moment. Right,
he sure is.
I feel like that's a thankless. That's my thankless five setter right there.
Too loud, Andre. You gotta move from that part of the club. Can't hear you.
I know.
I hear her. I hear her.
Yeah, it's you, honey. It's you.
Oh, maybe I'm there.
But you know, I don't really care about anything that's happening. I don't care so much about anything that's happening in the first round here. Everything, all the pairings come alive second round.
Fernando Verdasco versus too much. Am I watching that one?
I'm watching that one just to see Verdasco smack that ass. I think that's a Verdasco match for the taking.
I am definitely getting my rum and coke and some pretzels and watching that. Listen to me. Whichever day this is, work, I am not working. I will be watching this match.
Is this the second? I mean, I think the bottom goes second, right? Obviously, because whatchamacallit has to open. Totally has to open it, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's going to be fun. I think that's going to be really fun. Oh, but did you see? Poor Taylor Fritz has to
go through
the tank that is Stan. He plays against Stan.
Actually,
Continue. No, and said if he gets through that, if Stan gets through that, and then Stan plays Delpo, which can you imagine two most polar opposite people? Delpo is so lovable, and Stan is, you know.
Listen, let us not forget that Stan is showing up to the club to do some serious damage. Serious damage. He is historically on track to win the whole damn thing. This is what he does.
Actually,
this is his year to win Wimbledon.
Yeah.
He did the Australian
and there's no one standing his way except for Burdich. Realistically, come on.
And you know what?
I want to see that Burdich versus Zverev third row match. So
I think Zverev makes it through.
I hope that happens.
I think it does.
Zverev versus Burdich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty versus pretty?
Mm.
Pretty versus big.
Zverev is pretty?
I think Zverev is very pretty. I like the.
Zverev has vampire teeth.
Girl, y'all are. Well, that could be a problem for certain things. But you just say no teeth. You know, and they know what that means. But anyway.
No, but you know what?
I'm here to hold on to Janina. That's always a good thing.
I don't know if Zverev gets through Yuzhny. I think Yuzhny's a really intelligent grass court player. So I'd be curious to see if Zverev gets through Mikhail Yuzhny. I think Mikhail gets through Ceballos.
I don't know. Yuzhny's so tricky. I mean, I guess it just depends on if he beats his head or not. I don't know.
The second round is going to be that match. I'm curious to see who gets through that match.
So I have a Beauty and the Beast section.
Lord, what is it?
Well, not a section. I mean, just a match.
Who is it?
Forgive me.
Kyrgios and Stepanek?
Well, no. Oh, God.
That's my Beauty and the Beast.
Kyrgios is not a beast. He's a shock. He's shock boy. But I'm just saying, Lopez versus Rajiv Ram, and something tells...
Leave Rajiv Ram alone!
Something tells Rajiv Ram might snatch Lopez's leg.
He is not snatching nothing from Lopez. Come on.
We're talking about Rajiv Ram, the new
pro. We're talking about Feliciano Lopez on grass.
Are you kidding me? No, no. But you know what? Let's be honest, guys. Listen to this section. Basically, let's just basically call this section, I don't know. I mean, these are like go-go boy section. You've got Monaco versus Sanga. You've got Nick Kyrgios possibly going against Dustin Brown. You've got Fabio versus Lopez. I mean, I'm not a Fabio fan, but you can't help but say he's pretty. And then, well, sorry about Montañez versus Pear, but Pear's good. And then you've got Lou versus Murray, which, you know, Lou likes to play well on grass. So, and that's early round. That's like a four-setter.
He already fucked up one Andy's life, and I have no problem fucking up another.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I was loving it. I was like, fuck up this Andy.
We have to take a drink break. Mm-hmm. Cheers, Peter.
Cheers. Is Peter with us? So ask Peter, what does he think of, who does he plan on grinding up on this club with?
He's that, Peter. Who you got? He's your man. And yes, Ange. We love the Bagdadis man bun. You know what? I think Marcus is hot. I've always thought he was hot.
Ooh.
I kind of love him. Shut the fuck up, Andrine.
Peter says, why are y'all so disrespectful to Johnny Mann? Love. You know, and he's a creepy old man up in the club. He's just trying to let them know.
He's that creepy old guy in the club. I'm sorry.
Peter, I know you're only backing me. Peter, I know you're only backing me when I say Rarenich is going to take out Nole because you want Andy to
Peter
get
want?
In that section. He's looking for Andy to take another Wimbledon crown.
Oh, let me tell you who's about to fuck up Andy's party. Not really, but Benoit Paire could have a good time.
Oh, yes, I did see match.
Dance up in there, Benoit Paire.
I depend on that one.
Get up in
Peter,
there, Benoit.
Peter, your team bought him onto you.
Did you like it?
Mm. Peter, I see you.
Says bottoms up, bottoms
but
up.
But you know what? Oh my lord. You know what though? But let's be honest. This section is so fun. Like, not all the matches, but there's some fun possibles. Like, I'm looking forward to a lot of the second rounders. The third, like, even Bagdadis versus Sangha. I think Bagdadis is there to snatch Sangha as well. Sangha's happy to come back on grass, but, you know, he's not up for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you've got Kyrgios versus
Mayo. Yeah.
I mean, Nick Kyrgios versus Feliciano Lopez? Wow! Get in between that.
I'm in. Behind, in front, all over that shit.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, the only person I really want to rub upon this section is Joe Willie.
No, the only person... No, see, the only person that's fucking up my vibe in this section is Victor
Gasquet.
Ooh. You know what? Gasquet will be fine, and he will take out Chorsky, so don't even worry
about it. That's all I want.
Tony, I mean, no... It's not buy one, get one drinks in the club tonight. No, it's not. Pay up, motherfucker. Quit being cheap. Yvette wants Gael. What does she want him for? I forget. Oh, she sees... Oh, yeah, I'm with you there. Gael taking out Federer. Yeah.
Ugh! You, Hicksnay on that. But I do feel it. I feel it. I feel warm with that idea, and I'm not happy about it. But you know how Gail gets excited when he sees Fed. Gail's up in the club going, "That man, he's mine. Let's go." Mm. Ugh, you know how Gail comes alive when he sees Fed. But, let's just
hope the only person, the only times I'm willing for someone to take out a top seed and don't finish the job is usually on the women's side. I'm comfortably happy with that because that's their usual thing, right?
Stop.
You take out a top seed and then you just flop next round. But, you know, only if someone take out Nole, because to take out Nole, I think at this point, is a Herculean effort. It's going to take a lot out of you. So I can't imagine that if you take out Nole, unless in the final, that you're going to go on from there on in. It's a lot of, I mean, trust me, Nole is playing really, it is like a, it's not even like a wall, it's like a, trying to get, I don't even know what to say, it's like a tank.
Why are we talking about Nole? Come on.
Just saying. Anyway. This is why people say...
He's completely, I know, but you know what? I'm in a club, and you're talking about Nole. He's completely killing my buzz.
Tony is uncomfortable. We better hurry up and get to the ladies.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Tony, what are you wearing? What are you wearing, Tony?
I told him he needed to take a shot and put on his poom poom shorts.
But ladies, before we go on to the ladies, I just want to address, we haven't really mentioned, for Peter's sake, we haven't mentioned Andy Murray.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Muzza.
Yes. So I don't know if we got into this last podcast, but I have to say that I was really disappointed. Well, not disappointed. I was really finding it so hilarious that, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I think, you know, when it was officially confirmed that Maresma was out of the picture, people were just like, oh, you know, Maresma did this, he didn't do this, yada, yada, yada. Everyone was just, like, going on about it. And then all of a sudden, what's-his-name came back into the picture. What's his name? Lendl.
And it was
all like, oh, my God, Murray won Queens. Motherfucker's been winning Queens all the time with or without Lendl. Like, let's be 100 here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he won Queens by actually playing not great tennis, so that's helpful for him. Because he wasn't great. He was okay. He was solid, but he wasn't great.
Ain't about checking for you winning Queens?
Yes, it is. It was historic. They made a big deal about it. I saw, like, 10 things about it on my timeline. That's a big deal in tennis world.
Oh, no. Yvette, you do not get to rub up all over Dustin. He is mine. Back off. Do you not know the order of the list?
Listen,
Yvette, you gotta pick a number, Yvette. Take a number and go to the back of the line, girl. Good for you. I ain't trying to rub up on Dustin Brown. We had a Twitter.
They can share. Why can't y'all share?
Wait a minute.
Why can't y'all share? It's that kind of club. Get up in there, Janina. You and Ange and Yvette, is it Yvette or is it Angie?
It's Yvette.
Okay, well, Yvette, y'all get up in there, share. Meanwhile, stay away from Joe Willie.
No, Andrine. You sound
stay
one
away
of
from Joe Willie.
You sound like one of those crazy bitch. Women who be saying that and then steal Dustin when he go to the bathroom. Watch her.
Look,
watch
she
her.
Says he's big enough. He is not big enough. You fucking blow him and he's going to fall over. And I mean, with, like, you know,
okay.
Air.
All right, Janina. Janina,
I just remembered that we were in the club and I needed to maybe clarify.
Oh, wait, Janina. What you need to clarify is when Yvette say he's big enough, what she's talking about.
And how does she know? What do you know about?
I'm just laying
on the phone.
She's smart.
Anyway,
she knows guys get around.
Could we really consider Murray to win his second Wimbledon at this tournament?
No. Maybe.
You know what? Is it time for Nick Kyrgios to be Andy Murray?
Yes.
Is it time?
Is it past time? Yes.
Nick Kyrgios likes to take a scalp. He hasn't taken a scalp. He hasn't taken a Nole scalp or a Murray scalp. So
no,
I say
not.
It's time. So it's time for you, Nick, to show up like you do at one place and take somebody's scalp. This is your mother's scalp is yours for the taking. To it.
But how wonderful it would be if before the semifinals the top four seeds are out. I mean, for the men's game.
I don't know if it would be good. Well, let me see. Like, who could, I mean, if somebody slides up on in there, just as long as it's not team. It can't be team. I can't get on the team.
Well,
I just can't. I'm not on team's team.
I can't.
Andrew,
well,
like,
you know,
I
if...
Can.
I
will not.
I can't.
Will not.
I will not jump on that. I can't pass that door. Well, oh my God, can I tell you how silly this is? I have Verdasco going so far.
You know, that name popped in my head magically before you said it. I was like, maybe Verdasco's going to do some shit up in me.
I have Verdasco going so far.
I mean,
I'm drunk too much.
No, he could do it. He can really do it. He really,
Andre,
really can do it.
Andre, switch to water. It's time to go take a pee.
I have Verdasco going really far.
How far is really far?
I mean, I have Verdasco going to the semis.
Oh, bitch, please. Another gong, please.
No more wine for Andre. No more wine. No more
wine. Because he doesn't face anyone that is mentally stronger than he is. Except I had him playing Stan. But I actually think that I actually think Verdasco is better on grass than Stan.
Where are the crickets?
No, that's the fourth round meeting.
But you see what? But you.
I know
he's
not
going to
win.
No, I know.
But Andrine, you are facing a.
I know.
Janina and I think it sounds logic. The fact that Stanley is going to win Wimbledon this year to maintain his pattern.
I know. Why can't he win the U.S. Open instead?
I know, but
it doesn't go in that order.
Ah.
Oh, by the way, quiet at his cap.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just say a shout out for Nick Kyrgios? Because Nick Kyrgios has brought a relationship. Nick Kyrgios is your people, Dr. Love on the ATP. He is.
Look at Donna. I know. When I saw the picture of them at the WTA party, I was like, look at it. When side piece becomes main piece.
Mm-mm.
Like, aw. Shut up.
Big up to all the side pieces in the club. Donna is your queen.
If Nick outs you, you become the main squeeze.
Oh my God, yes.
So, Donna, you are my inspiration, okay?
And we're about to, you know what? We're about to.
In there for Pierre and Sam.
We're about to snatch Donna quickly when we get to the women's side of the draw.
Oh, yes, we are.
She needs to be snatched quickly. So, Donna, I hope you enjoy the WTA party and the main squeeze because we need you out immediately. Immediately.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, you'll see why.
Lovely drama girl is here to remind us that Rajiv Ram is the Prince of Newport.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I said that, lovely drama girl. I said that. I said, like,
you know what? You all, Rajiv Ram.
I don't know why he's hating on that man.
Is former than
you know why? You know why? Because Real secretly has a crush on Rajiv Ram.
I think so.
Not so
I think that's the one he's kissing in the corner.
You know how the light starts flickering in the club and you turn around and people start desperately going.
I haven't drunk that much yet. I've seen Rajiv Ram without a hat on, okay? Look, you Janina, you didn't even know Rajiv Ram speak American. Don't even try me.
You're
don't
right.
Don't even try me. Don't even try me in the club, lady.
Why are you reminding people of my downfalls?
You were so
don't even try me. Y'all trying to call me out? Love. Love. No, anyway, on wait, to the ladies.
Wait up, lovely drama girl. Who are you grinding up on in this club?
Yeah, who you got?
Mm. Who you got in this club? Who are you checking for in this club?
Let's be honest.
What?
You can have all the fucking men. Let's go on to the ladies.
All right. Okay, so are we we'll come back to where we're going to leave off at week two, week one. Is that what we're going to do?
I guess so, but I mean, like, this shit always becomes so predictable in the end anyway, right?
So no, let's you just... know what? I don't know. So let's get to the ladies.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Peter what? Says mm-hmm. Andy's going to win Wimbledon, and Lovely Drama Girl says that he's going to roll up in the club with that Scottish banner.
You know what? He's going to have the Scottish flag. You know how they have those Scottish flag as like those tiny shorts? That's Andy. Without a shirt.
Oh God,
showing
no.
up his muscles. Do it, Andy. Come into the club with that only. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you said the same thing about the French Open. How did that work out for us?
Listen, he's better on grass. He's better on grass. All right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so great. You know why? Because we're right at the lesbian section. We are now in the lesbian section of the club, and this section is better. The music's better.
The dancing's better.
There's a lot of kittens running around. A lot of piano.
This club is great. This club is playing better music. It's a little bit trancy, but I'm not feeling that, but it's okay.
I'm here for it.
All right. So, basically, we've decided
let's just get this out of the way. Let's just get this out of the way. Look,
what?
Mrs. the other woman's side piece, Donna Vekic, look,
yep.
you got Venus Ebony Star Williams in the first round. And Jesus, I am praying for a double breadstick. That's all I want from Venus. Double breadstick. Okay?
We want Donna Vekic to be made infamous because Venus is going to snatch all of that blonde hair. So
yeah, I'm telling you. Reveal the edges, Venus. Reveal the edges.
Quickly, please, Venus, do not lose a set to this young lady. Do not.
Don't even lose a game.
I saw that and I was like, damn, Venus, please. Because you know what? If she can get through that, well.
I mean, you're not genuinely worried.
Actually, if Venus gets through that, honestly, we're starting to hip hazard, but I mean, like, I mean,
well,
again,
I mean,
Venus,
she faces.
Venus in her old age is getting some good draws.
Casa Catena didn't Casacchino beat Venus in Auckland? I think it was.
Is that who she lost in Auckland?
I think it was Casacchino.
Yeah, but I think Venus is the best shot here, and you know the draw is doable. It's doable.
Okay, can I just say though, basically at the bottom of this draw, this section of this draw, I just want Georgie and Muguruza to change their outfits. Camila Georgie's outfit is too skanky for this club. And Garbi Muguruza is wearing loungewear. That's not okay.
Okay, look. We got money. And I don't know how in Jesus' high heaven of fashion name that Adidas could fuck up white. But they just seem to fuck it up.
But
could
you know
you
what?
Not, could you have a hole, piece, please? That only the appropriate holes, okay? Where to put your body through? We don't need to see no little circles around. No, I just can't.
I can't wait.
I did it.
But you know what? That should be a fun match because you know what? That match seems like it's gonna be people hitting balls way out.
Oh Jesus Christ! The error count is gonna be out of control.
I feel like that's just a resetter.
I don't know. I think it's going to definitely be a messy affair. In fact, that, you know, Gabine has the pressure to deal with. I don't know.
Yep, she has a lot of points to defend.
Yes, that too. And let's be honest, people. Yes, she got a wonderful tournament at the French Open. But let's not forget the more often than not, Gabine is failing.
Oh, I love Lovely Drama Girl.
What'd
she say? She says, Lady Sanimal needs to be bounced from the club immediately. She's going to get carded anyways.
Oh, that's true. She'll be up in this club. Right, thank you. Take care of it.
She really shouldn't be hanging out in a place with a lady like Venus. That's all I'm saying.
Venus is in the VIP section, girl. Don't let me get Kason up in here. Your name not on the list.
Can
Your
I just
name
talk?
Is not on the list.
Let's talk about two competing stories right now.
Okay.
You know, Sabine Lisicki is pissed off that Shelby Rogers has now gotten the queen of the smiles. She's about to snatch Shelby. Sabine is like, I am the only one that gets to emerge as the beautiful, smiling girl at Wimbledon, okay? This is my turf.
I'll tell you something, though. Sabine Lisicki is in Gabina Muguruza's section, and you know how Sabine deals with the French Open champion.
Bye, Garbine. Bye-bye.
No, but the problem is Sabine has to get there. That's a long way for Sabine Lisicki to get through. Where do they meet? They got to meet in the fourth round. Yeah, fourth. Yeah, they got to meet in the fourth round. Let me see. Sabine will be there.
I don't know if Garbine will.
Well, Sabine has to beat Stam Sosa, so I don't know.
You know how Stam behaves on grass, right? Like an ass.
But this club is perfect for Stam, so we can have a good time here.
It's always been perfect for Sam, but apparently she don't know what she's doing in life.
SW9 is yours, Sam. Let's put on some music. We'll put on SWV. I don't know. Maybe that could work for you. And we can just start anything.
I did a shout-out to Carla Suarez Navarro.
I saw
your makeup, girl. It was good.
It was on
point.
You
like the hair, but you got some points for me.
Yes, she did. She looked good. I really feel sad that Vicky Duval is going to start out with Casacchina. Damn it. I don't know if Vicky's going to last at the club. I mean, she's probably just drinking OJ, but I want her to stick around longer.
Vicky. Girl, you got to sit in the corner, girl. You ain't got the energy.
Okay, let's ask ourselves seriously. Is Laura Sigmund about to snatch Madison Keys' dream?
Yes, actually. So here are the matches. Here are the first round matches that I circled to be like, this is not a done deal and thing that we probably should look out to. Yep. Very top of number 65, Simona Halep versus Shmilova.
Yep.
I mean, Halep, you were wearing a Darren Cahill jersey, so you know your mind not in the right place, so...
She looked like she was a drowned rat. So what are we gonna do about that? I need Simona to put some curls in her hair. I love Simona. Love you, Simona. But it's time for you to stop with the mousy hair. Let's blow it out a little bit. Have a little bit of fun with the curls. It's all right. I know it's gonna get wet in the club, but it's okay. But yeah, that's
we
not
take
a given.
The picture
You're
right. before we go in, girl. We take the pictures before we go in. Ostapenko versus Kiki Burton.
That's a fun one.
Zygmunt.
Yep.
She's German versus Madison Keys.
Mm-hmm. Maddie got to be careful.
No one really care about this, but some diehard WTA fans. Yeah. At Bridge P, she's definitely going to be watching Zarina Diaz versus Annalena Friedsam.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kerber versus Laura Robson because the crowd will be all over Laura. And
yeah, but I think Kerber gets through
that. Kerber's going to definitely get through that, but you never know. I also had Shvedova versus Georgie.
Yeah. Georgie's versus Muguruza.
Shvedova versus Gerges. Definitely Safashova versus Bethany Mathixans. That should be in center court for sure for whatever reason.
Oh yeah, right. Like the women play on center court.
What? Wait up. Why would that match get on center court? No.
Mm-mm. It won't.
No, nope. that's court three, if best.
17.
You're making me... I was going to say a name, but I'm not going to say it anymore.
Parking lot. You know what? They probably put Laura and Kerber.
That would definitely be a center court.
Right? She's a
but,
slam
Georgie versus Gabina Muguruza because Gabine...
Hey,
I'm
excited to see what Georgie wears. She usually
looks cute. Totally.
I mean... She's going to be wearing a hand towel and a paper towel on top of it.
Well, she can't afford a kit this year.
Ain't anymore. Affording a kit. That's what her mama be using to make the clothing and all that.
Oh, God.
She's wearing a towel that she slid in too. That's it.
You're right.
What the great thing is, it's her mama be dressing her like that. My sister wished my mother would be dressing. Maybe giving her just anything remotely resembling that kind of shit. Anyway, so I think there's some fun first round matches that are definitely going to be intriguing. There might be a lot of upsets, but I don't think it's not like against CWT. It's just that the women are just.
But you know what? Like, I feel like Keys gets through Sigmund, and then she has another test.
What?
Flipkins?
Your girl? Andre,
I thought we had nice music over here that we can hear each other talk over. In
apparently
the
not. It's too loud.
Sorry.
What are you drinking? How did you doze off?
Andre, your life together.
I'm here.
You were saying that Madison Keys
she's,
after
each. No, she's busy making out with Kristen Flipkins in the corner.
None of that, please. She's part of my toxic. No, I mean, I was saying that Kirsten Flipkins is not an easy match for Keys. I think that's a tricky second round match. Kirsten feels really comfortable in grass.
And she hasn't made it to the semis here before, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I think that's a solid test. But let's be honest.
What the hell has Kirsten Flipkins been?
That's the Kiki section. It's not the Simona Halep section, it's the Kiki section.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued to see what Kiki Burton is going to do, considering the fact that, you know, she played so well at the French Open, and her coach made a lot of talk about she was dealing with she was diagnosed with cancer, something like that, before, what? or some serious ailment. So I'm really see how she's going to follow up that success.
Interesting.
Yeah, because, you know, it would be nice if she is, you know, getting through. But,
JJ, we've got JJ and a possible Venus meeting in the fourth round. That could be fun.
Yeah, but they're not what they used to be. And I think Venus, interesting enough, I see Venus getting through that match, mostly than JJ.
If she gets through Casagrande.
Right.
She will.
do you see how helpful I sound?
You know what I find interesting, right?
What?
Is that Andreen is ready to throw all kind of side jaw and be like, yeah, you know. She's being very realistic and pragmatic when it comes to Venus, but not when it comes to Federer.
But you know why? Because Federer has been in the semifinals twice. Venus hasn't gotten there.
In a long time.
But the only reason why, to be honest, is that Venus didn't play any warm-up tournament. Not that she ever does, but I don't know what Venus is doing. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I haven't really seen her play. She didn't play a long time at the French. And She did, but like the weird thing is I haven't seen Venus, so I don't know if she's fully fit, fully healthy. I mean, lucky for her, she has Beckett as a first rounder, and you know, so I mean I don't really. But Donna Vekic, did Donna Vekic go through Paul Fine? No, she didn't have to.
No, she got in, but
nick of her teeth, didn't she? Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I mean, my thing is I'm nervous about the third round, Casagrande, if they meet.
What about Maya wants to know, is Burton still injured and has she played since the French Open?
She hasn't played. So, I mean, the question is she better and will she be able to do anything useful? Because I don't really trust Simona. So, I mean, that's not really Simona's section. I mean, I feel like that section is like Kiki or Keys. Like, either Keys is probably going to...
I think Keys comes through there.
Through that section.
That's great, because she has great boobs.
Oh, my God. It's only because you're in the club that I'm going to let you get away with that. I don't even know what that
I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something that's probably going to make you mad, Janina, but...
Come on with it.
Actually, no. You know what? Because I actually did see Sarah play this week, and...
Sarah Rani?
Yeah. And Sarah Rani looked like a shadow of her old new self, if I may say that.
Whatever.
Because, you know, she was in obscurity, then all of a sudden she came on strong, but then Sarah Rani is making all kind of poor decisions on court.
Yeah,
I mean, and you know
and
that doggy stuff not helping her at all.
I don't see her making it through grass. I don't even know if I see her getting through the second round.
Right?
Well, I mean, I think that she's
still unreliable.
She's a nice, tasty snack for Cornet or Hercog, whatever, whoever gets through that. But let's talk about the test that they've given Serena to get to number 22.
Okay.
Look at all the people. Serena gets to go through all the Brits and the Americans again.
Y'all know how I feel about Serena playing, which I'm not sure that Christina McHale will get through her first round match. But if she does, Serena and she, I don't like it. I don't like Serena
McHale. I'm not worried about this. If this were a regular WTA tour match, maybe. But if this is going to be a center court, Christina McHale flopping, trust me.
Okay. Trust me.
I don't want to
trust you on that. Wait, okay. You think Serena gets
because Christina McHale, I mean,
I love how y'all skip the poor
Christina McHale has, you know, acts very mannish about her matches. She's a minute woman. I don't know if that even exists. You know, like, she starts off really strong and then fizzles out really quickly. Yeah. Plus, I mean, as we spoke about last week when Rene was here, you know, just like, Serena really wants this. I mean, loves Wimbledon. And I think she put a little pressure on herself.
According to her documentary, she doesn't love it so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Why does she love it so much?
She doesn't love the grass.
Really?
That's what she says.
Serena's so contrary.
She's such a fucking liar.
I know. I'm about to die in your
Hey, that's what she said. I mean, those are her words, not mine.
Where does she like to play? U.S. Open?
No.
I've always thought she liked playing at the U.S. Open. Like, she's sort of.
I mean, she's done historically. She's done amazingly well there. I mean, since 2008, she's made the semifinals are better.
But I have to say that this is a good section, though. Like, I mean, all of Serena's matches start out right away. She's got like a qualifier that she's never played because this is a Swiss player. I think I saw something on my timeline from Svenja who follow Swiss players that she's come out of retirement. Amra Sadikovic to play. She's a Swiss player to play Serena on center court. That's going to be pretty cool. And then she rolls right up into McHale. And if Heather Watson makes it, you might get like that third rounder. And then her fourth round is Sloan possibly or Sveta. I mean, Serena's playing everyone.
She has Kiki, but has to get through Kiki. And Kiki has been feeling herself on grass lately anyway.
Yes, Kiki versus Heather is a fun possible matchup. I'm looking forward to that. I think Kiki will love that environment, right? She'll love the Brits getting all loud for Heather. But that's if Heather gets through Anika Beck, because Anika Beck is no slouch, I guess.
Yep.
That's a fun
Shui, who could be very messy for Sloane, so I don't know. I'm always question mark when it comes to Sloane. I imagine she should do well here, but you never know.
You can't trust her.
Mm-mm. Well, can I trust her to see her kit for more than a day? That's really what I'd like to see. I'd like to see Sloane's kit last longer than a day.
Tony says Serena likes whatever service she is winning on. Surface. She's winning on, let's be real. Okay, fair enough.
True. Smoking like a man who knows his lady.
Yes, he does. You know Tony's grinding up on Serena, even though it's a gay club, Tony.
Back away, Tony. Back away. Security.
Okay, so it's unfortunate that Monica.
I have an announcement. The DJ, stop the music. Stop the music. There's an announcement. There is a rumor, unsubstantiated rumor, that Maria Sharapova has been spotted on the premises. Please note, Maria Sharapova should not be on the premises. So anyone who sees Maria Sharapova, please let us know so she can be escorted outside. This is a drug-free zone.
I think you're confused. You're confused. It's Maria Tajana from Germany.
Johnny says, shots for everyone at the club. My girl Serena will be taking the crown, number 22.
What?
Shawnee Bryan.
Club confident she is.
Listen, my God. Can I tell you who's going to snatch Serena's 22 right from under her? I got. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus. Girl. The bathroom break.
I love who I'm getting to the semifinals. I think at some point in time, I took one shot too many and was letting everybody through.
I think I know who you're going to say.
I got getting to the semifinals.
I don't want to talk to you.
It's not Petra.
I didn't even see Petra. Oh, there she is.
Oh, Petra's in the bottom half. But
I think Melinda Benches gets sacrificed of the Tower of Barrancava.
Oh, yes, I was about to say, that is a match you must watch.
Yeah.
It's like a setup match.
Benches versus Barrancava, because...
Yeah. That's a nice section.
And if Benches keep feeling herself, not Benches, I mean Barrancava keep feeling herself...
She can get through.
She can get to the semis.
If she wanted to, but I think Petra or Vesnina takes her out if they want to. Right? Vesnina's been playing really well, too.
Can we talk about Svetlana and Caroline?
Well, no. Caroline lost a match to Monica, and I was quite surprised because I thought she was winning that match at some point.
Well, wait up. Joanna Conta, she's playing the final tomorrow.
Is she? I don't know. No idea.
Let me tell you who's playing tomorrow. Checking my trusty tennis tempo. Which gives me all the going on. So tomorrow, she did lose. She lost to Pliskova. I'm almost sure of that.
Oh, that's good. No. That's good for her. Because I was worried about that.
People had to play double matches.
Exactly. They're going to be tired. So I haven't given any time to anybody who's going to be playing a final and then having to switch around, which is why I gave... Well, no, that's not really the right... I think that the Chinese... What did they call the Chinese Lindsay Davenport? I gave her a shot at getting through.
Someone is called the Chinese Lindsay Davenport. Did that just happen?
Yeah.
Is this a drag club?
No, it's number 30. Duan Ying Duan. They call her the Chinese Lindsay Davenport. and that means everything you think it means.
Stop it. Stop it, people.
No,
stop it.
No, that means she's tall. She's she hits the ball really big.
Her name is Ying Ying Duan, okay? Let it go.
That's what I mean. That's what they call her. They call her the Chinese Lindsay Davenport, so you can understand the type of game she plays.
We opened this floodgate next to me and I hear about the Australian Serena Williams. No. I'm never gonna hear about the British Venus Williams. No. You're going to be applied to people of color, right? So.
What's the likelihood that Serena Williams gets to smack Tara Moore around?
Very, very, very unlikely.
No, that's too bad.
Because first of all, British female wildcards never work on Kyoto Vong.
Yeah, poor thing. Well, you know, Tara Moore had all these ideas about Serena. I thought it might be a chance for her to get...
Oh, I think they might meet each other in doubles.
Oh, maybe, okay.
Well, you got to kind of give a little bit of an edge to a hometown girl, though, right?
I thought
give her a boost. She might make one of her matches.
Ain't nothing some players love than to beat you in front of your home crowd.
Well, yeah, and I thought Van Uten... What is that? Van Uten...
What are we doing over here? What, Andre? You know what? You need to switch to water.
No, I'm trying to get the name right. I've heard it pronounced, and it's pronounced quite nice, but I'm not doing it justice.
Lovely so drama girl said that Kanta rolled her ankle. She heard that Kanta rolled her ankle during the match.
No! And then she's going to start out with Klieg. Ooh, that's a hard go for her. So they need to make her play as late as possible. Which won't happen because
Tony,
Serena.
Tony, I'm sorry, Tony. Is this what I think it is? Okay. Is this the New Jersey mayor? Oh God, that man should not be wearing pants. He should be wearing skirts.
Stop.
We can't refer to things that no one can see.
Tony, send a GIF.
Can see it.
Yeah, and he tagged you, Andre. See, no more drinks for you.
I'm trying to stay focused. I have got my draw and my mic in my hand. I can't pay attention to Twitter. What's going on there?
Well, folks are crazy. Tony's reminding us that he can't dance.
By the way, we forgot. What's her name? Jeannie Bouchard. She's been winning a match here or there, too.
No, guess what, Jeannie? But you know what? Jeannie has a shot now, because now that Kanta... I thought Kanta was okay, but if there's a possibility, Jeannie can get through Rybakova, I think so. She could. And then she gets second round, she gets probably Puig or Kanta. That's a tricky... I don't know. Jeannie could get through that section. And Petra has a bunch of her scrubs in that section, so Petra should be able to. She can get through Saran and Christia. Although if Saran and Christia decides that, you know, I just want to compete, I might be able to try to do something.
Yeah, I don't think that's a gimme for Petra at all, because you know Petra.
I don't think it's a gimme.
I mean, and then she plays E-Cat, which is always a little bit of a test, but I don't, you know, how it depends on when E-Cat shows up. E-Cat seems to show up on hard. I don't know when.
Fuck, it depends on when Petra shows up. Are you kidding?
But you know, E-Cat used to be really solid for the second week, right?
She used to be really reliable.
Yeah,
but
all of a sudden, something happened on E-Cat.
Well, I'll just call Andrea at the club.
Listen, you're not dancing with anyone. But let's not pretend. Let's not pretend. You're going to be dancing solidly with Svetlana the whole night.
You're probably right. I'm working that shit.
Oh my god. Oh.
Life goal.
Kiss me, Pierre. Kiss me, Pierre, and let me.
Yeah, this is her. Is all of us Svetlana. She ain't gonna leave the club at all.
So do you all think that? Okay, question. Serious question here. Strykova.
I have Barbara losing to Petra in the third round.
Okay. Yes.
I feel Petra, like Petra owns. She owns all the Czech ladies, doesn't she?
Well, she should if she doesn't.
No, Petra seems unbothered by playing.
But Petra's going through a heartbreak, isn't she?
Is she? I don't think so.
Petra, yeah, she just called like off engagement number 559.
And then showed up at the WTA party like an old man. I think she.
Oh my gosh, you're like the president of PTA. I cannot.
I don't think
Petra.
I saw her.
Petra.
You know what it is? She looked nice. It was a nice dress, but it was a dress that was meant for someone in their 40s.
And I don't mind that.
Always. Nothing youthful about any look she puts together. Nothing.
And again, Petra, buy yourself a proper bra. You got money, girl. Buy. I can't even. Your breasts are always above your navel.
So saggy. And she's so young.
I don't understand this. I thought these sent every woman know it, particularly in professional sport.
Well, it was a topless. It doesn't matter
what Petra's doing. Her boobs.
It was a dress.
It was a strapless dress.
No, it was not.
Was it strapless?
Somebody get us a picture of Petra.
No,
that
I
red dress.
See,
I thought it was strapless.
I would not. No. I don't think it was strapless because. I said she looked at the president of PTA. No one goes to the president of PTA.
No, it's just a very conservative red dress. It didn't look very compelling on her. But anyway, I know. I think the fourth round is when things get really spicy here.
Well, what's going to happen?
We got Serena versus the Sloan possible.
Yeah.
Tamia versus Coco possible. Aga versus... Conte's not well. Possibly versus Parankova. That's who I have in the fourth round.
I'm this sick section. Of Parankova just showing up on grass.
Listen,
she showed up at Parankova
for like
she
a little bit. You're so funny. She got a little bit of fun. No, I mean, I think that, you know what, actually, I feel like this draw is... I feel like all the draws are sort of nicely balanced. Don't you feel
yeah,
that
I would
way?
Think so too. Nothing is heavy-handed in one section or the other.
I don't feel like we're going to end up... Yeah. It was like this draw. Maybe because, you know, maybe with the Brexit, everything came good, you know?
Yeah, making me laugh crazy now. No, you didn't.
No, I'm just saying, draw feels really balanced. I don't feel like anyone has been... Well, maybe Serena's been sacrificed a little bit in terms of talent. She's encountering all the talented players.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, so Manuel sent a picture of Petra. You know what?
I don't know what to do about it.
I got nothing. And then she
I
just...
I told you, what did she have my list?
Yeah, she needs a good Judy for sure.
She does.
Her makeup looks nice.
You know why? Because they had a makeup artist there. But all the makeup artists took lessons from the let's make everyone look dark school. That's what they did. They all went smoky eyes. Which doesn't work for everybody.
Talking to you, Safasheva. Multi eyes are not for you, boo boo.
No, because no. She has beautiful eyes, so it doesn't. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't do that.
Did they do her hair?
Who?
Did they part it and put it in a ponytail? Petra's.
Yeah. I mean, Petra just, you know, Petra's, you know what, I every time I see Petra, I feel like I'm watching a movie from the 1970s. That's just how I feel.
That's about how this dress looks.
Yeah.
I can't see a picture of the dress again. It's not strapless, right?
No.
It's red, right?
Sleeveless for sure, right?
Yeah, it's sleeveless. And I have a supposed
belt. Yes, a high neckline and the belt that's above her navel. Her boobs are below it, right? Petra, talk to Serena.
Oh, God, she used it as her Avi?
Yeah, she loves it. I'm telling you. You all have to check it. Okay. So let's roll this sucker up.
Okay.
If we want to do dresses, we can roll up into that and we can talk about outfits. But let's finish.
For those who don't know, Petra is wearing some pum pum shorts in her
in her
profile. Yes, she is. No, not the profile picture, the header picture. I think it was. Those are definitely it's a pum pum shorts just to be safe. Oh, I saw the picture. Yes. Oh, just a word, Serena. You know I love you. You know, because
I love Serena's outfit.
No, I did not. It was a medium, and girl, you know your body ain't a medium.
No. Sloane Stephens showed up with a shirt that was too small, and the buttons were about to pop.
Oh my God, Sloane was taking minutes at this party. She was taking minutes. She looked like the office intern. I can't even with Sloane.
Wait a minute. We need to wrap anything up with this draw.
Yeah, let's wrap up the draw.
You got any dark horses? Any, you know, bitches coming up late to the club?
No.
Actually, no. I mean, I think as of late, I mean, like, the people who have won, like Muguruza.
I don't see any surprises coming out of here.
No, I really do think Serena would win this one. I mean, crazy that.
No, not even about that. I'm just like, I don't see anyone going on a run that we don't either.
It's pretty valid. That I like it. Roberta Vinci, poor thing, you're not going to get very far.
Wait, let's see where the 6 seed is. She has a chance. She can't get through? I have her going to the third round, losing to Coco.
Ooh, well, isn't that far?
I think Coco has a problem getting past Bondarenko, because Bondarenko is a solid player.
Coco likes to show up on grass.
Yeah, but Coco already showed herself earlier.
Oh, that's right. She doesn't play well 2 weeks in a row or three.
Weeks in a row.
You may flap out in the first round. You're right.
Okay, I'm calling it for Aga. I think Aga gets a nice journey through this draw.
I told you we're not talking about that.
Unless you're never feeling the ninja, right?
I hate her. What was she wearing to the player party? Did she go? I need to see that. Somebody send me a picture.
No, she couldn't go. She was playing tennis in Birmingham.
Oh, you know who I didn't see at the players' party? It was Venus. I didn't see any Venus appearance.
Venus too old for that shit. She ain't got time for that. Venus is 36 years old.
What does that make me? An Andrean.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm solidly ensconced in my 20s.
Oh, me too. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, Andrea. Andre got a fake passport in Ohio.
This is how I roll.
All right, so, let's talk about these dresses then. Fuck it. Serena wins it. Petra, Tennis Addict says, Petra at the Wimbledon party, blah, gross, so unflattering. That's pretty much how she looks all the time.
Okay, you know who looked horrible at the party? And I think they both wore the worst outfits.
What?
Sorana Cristia, that sheer thing that she was doing, and Madison Keys. Somebody posted that Serena Cristia dress. It was like a sheer bodysuit. It wasn't a bodysuit, but it was like a long dress, but it was all sheer. And then Madison Keys wore the exact same thing. It was sheer.
God, with polka dots? With
polka dots, and it was bad.
Are there shoulder pads in that?
I think so. It was very active.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
You know, I
would say Maddie, the shoes look all right. Actually, I did say that Madison looked better than she has in the past year.
Yeah, because it was a nice dress, but it wasn't right.
Someone did Yeah, and someone did her makeup for her, which was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, everyone had their makeup done. That was
the Serena. What happened, Serena? What happened?
Serena looks great. Serena looks great. Her makeup looked great. Her eyebrows were on point this time. I think she was doing sexy secretary, but I was okay with sexy secretary.
She was doing like 1940s glamour, like.
I love it. The curls
were
great.
But it was too short.
Not short. It was a dress.
Not short. Serena took a hand towel and tried to make it into a skirt.
Oh, no, I'm seeing Serena for the first time. She looks great. You are wrong about this one.
Yes.
No, I'm not wrong.
She looks good.
She looks great.
Even some of the greatest Serena stands were with me with this one.
No. Serena's hair looks beautiful. I love the curls, and her makeup was really soft and very nice. And, I mean, she was doing sexy secretary. How bad can that be?
She was trying to give me Hollywood 1940s glamour, and I appreciate the effort. E for effort. But the execution, nope.
Who had on that green thing with the umbrella?
That was Heather Watson.
Oh, God.
I thought she couldn't walk. I mean, those shoes, I should end up on the car. But she looked nice.
I didn't understand. Was it raining?
Yeah, it was raining.
Okay.
It was lightly drizzling, I think.
Actually, you see, this is what I would like the player parties to be. When you have that moment, I mean, I would like the girl to be, like, avant-garde, you know, like something like that. Don't come up with some...
I don't want them avant-garde. I just want them to be fun. Listen, it's summer. It's green. Why are the ladies never in, like, color? How come they're never in prints? I mean, how
come
they
never... Wait, was Heather Watson wearing pleather?
I think that was pleather. It was... No.
Vinyl? A fucking cut-up garbage bag?
It's latex.
Latex.
She's got her hair in
this
a
kind of
fish.
Girl, is this
no.
kind of club? Y'all said she's, it was.
She's dressed for the club, right? That's what I'm telling you.
All right, whatever.
I appreciate it. I thought Anna looked great.
Yes.
She was very
Anna looked very classy.
Her makeup
like
was
pop-
very
oh,
nice.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm seeing Serena. Oh, my God.
Serena,
oh
did you see Serena Christina? Horrible,
she
right?
definitely belongs in the club tonight.
Yes,
where y'all
did.
Seeing these pictures? I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah, you gotta go to the WTA. But yeah, that picture is not great. That's not a great
picture.
Oh,
God, girl. No.
You know what she looks like? What's that woman in the Addams Family? No, it's not that one. The one who used to introduce Elvira? Elvira?
No.
Wait.
Serena, no. I
where?
Can't even
what is this Dominic Thiem and Serena Williams photo from? That's not the player party.
No, it was another party. Serena had some sort of party where she was.
Yeah, and I saw this picture and I thought your feet don't fit in them shoes. You should not have those on.
Yeah,
oh, I had to clock somebody for that same shit. They were giving me toe crawlers. No, y'all got money, Timmy. Timmy, you're wearing a beach towel first and foremost, and you're going to have some sandals that are too small for you, girl? No, I can't. You know Roger could hook you up. Girl, look.
I cannot believe
you know what?
Someone let
but you know what? Maybe
Chris
this is
out
thing that,
like this.
I'm telling you, she's very witchy. She's very
God,
witchy.
It looks bad.
No,
it
that's
looks
a
like
bad
Victoria
stripper outfit.
It looks like Victoria it's has a secret good. That we shouldn't know about at all. Girl, no.
It's so bad.
Girl,
so
bye.
So bad.
Bye. Security,
damn.
Get this one out of the club. Get her out of the club, security.
Oh my God.
Yes, see? That's what it is. He found it. It's horrible, right? She looks bad. It's a bad outfit. That's a bad. Serena, that's not good. Mm-mm.
And then,
look right.
Listen, her shoes have more material than the dress.
Oh,
that's
I didn't
not
even
okay.
Oh, I got those chunky shoes, girl. I didn't even
oh,
look at the shoes.
God.
I can't even. I got to close this picture. No, Serena. No.
I'm not allowed in the club. You get none of this.
The sad thing is, she's a very beautiful girl, but you can't tell from this picture. It just looks just a mess.
Yeah, the makeup isn't right. The hair isn't right for this picture. No, girl.
Oh, this
who
is
lied
so
to
bad.
You?
Yeah, Serena, she does go with Santiago Araldo. So they're a pretty pair. Pretty pair, but that dress did
she's
not
going out with who?
Santiago Araldo. Oh, Tamia? Oh, my God. Tamia looks like the witch from The Wizard of Oz. Oh, gosh. She looks like Belinda in them shoes. Oh,
Belinda.
Girl. Belinda the Good Witch. Oh, this is so bad. Oh, you my God.
Well, Andrew, you asked for color, didn't you? Andrew, you asked for color.
Oh, God.
I told you about it for you.
I'm always careful. I'm always careful about what I wish for. I do. I am always
careful. She brought you the color. She brought all the color for you. She brought you the whole sky.
Listen.
Oh, can we talk about what our usual suspect is wearing?
Why is Andrine always cut out right when she's about to say something?
No, she's not.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. Bethany Maddox fans, I didn't like what she was wearing.
Oh, I didn't see her either.
Oh, she was wearing Bethany tissue Maddox paper. Sand. She looked like she was wearing wet tissue paper. Trying to channel Bjork. Girl, come original. Come original.
Yeah, it was Bjork. Bjork.
Yeah, it looked like wet tissue paper. Don't even try it. Don't even try it. Yeah. Bye, girl. Bye.
Oh, that is awesome.
Security! Get this one out of the club, too. Get this other one out of the club.
Okay, let me see here. I can't. Jeannie wore a jumpsuit?
Oh, my God. First of all, okay, people are probably going to pull my wig from this. Jeannie looked disgusting. She looks bad. She looks like a boy going out to his first drag show. And he don't know what the fuck he's doing.
No.
She's too small for a jumpsuit. She's too tiny for a jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit
is for a tall statuette woman, like a Venus Williams. Like a Mother Rootser.
I don't think you really need jumpsuits. I don't think you should do jumpsuits.
Nobody should wear a jumpsuit ever in their life.
These girls are too young for jumpsuits. Yeah. Ooh,
Caroline Wozniacki would have looked great if this dress wasn't that color.
Yeah, and you know why? And then also because her makeup, Caroline Wozniacki, I'm going to retweet it so that you all know what we're talking about. Yeah, Caroline Wozniacki, the problem with Caroline Wozniacki is that she's got like this bronze dress or goldish dress, and then her hair, and then her eye makeup is too dark.
It's all washed out. Everything,
yeah, didn't do her any justice. Yeah, and Jeannie Bouchard, that red pantsuit.
No. I still say fucking Serena was rocking it. Her ass probably fell out, but she was rocking it. Donna. I'm not even going to fucking talk about that.
But Donna looked nice. The accessory, I think she should leave at home.
She has on
a
doily. Yes. Donna is wearing a doily. That doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look bad either. It's the shoes. I wish she were wearing some nice nude pumps.
I don't even know who this is.
Where y'all? I can't see these pictures on the WTO website.
No. Oh, Bethany, I see you. Bethany,
you see what Bethany's wearing? It was bad.
She's got tulle and vinyl. Yeah, I don't even know. Okay, well, that's that. So, for Wimbledon, let's wrap it up. Hopefully nobody's too hungover. They can play some good tennis.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, Svetlana had a lot of drinks and she's game. Because I'm in, girl.
I thought that, I don't like that outfit. Anna looks a little conservative, but better to be conservative than not at all.
I thought it looked classic.
I like Belinda Bencic's look. I thought it was nice. It was cute. It was useful.
I remember seeing her.
Useful?
What does that even mean? Usual,
useful.
Useful. Let me retweet it so you see it. Team Belinda. I'm retweeting Team Belinda's picture. She looks. I mean, it might have looked a little too big for her, and maybe I should have gone with a totally different color. I don't really like the look of maybe red. I don't know. I don't like the black and white. It's not great. Yeah, to me, they went too far on the makeup for her. It's too dark. They darkened her eyes too much. And look, can we talk about Simona Halep's dress or
her shirt,
or whatever that was?
You know what? This is the truth. This is when I saw that. Okay, if her hair would have been done, she could have rocked that. But because she just looked like kind of a wet rat or something.
Oh, Tony says no more rain because it's raining like fucking, like, I don't know, like the arc about to set sail again.
Is it still raining? But, you know, this time around we don't have to worry. They have a roof.
For what, one match? Four matches?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, see, the outfits, yeah. I mean, the best dressed person was Serena and Anna, I have to say.
I was okay with Belinda Bencic's dress. Again, the hair. Like, I don't know, cut their heads off and let us just see their dresses and shoes.
Belinda, you could have snatched that waist a little bit tighter.
Garbine Muguruza, why does Garbine dress like she's an old woman? These young ladies, look at her dress. I mean, I don't mind the pattern, but she has fringe. Garbine has fringe. Fringe, Reels. Fringe. I'm retweeting it to you all right now. It's fringe.
Look, Garbine, you need to speak to Rafa. Rafa could hook you up.
Rafa ain't giving dress advice. Come on. That's not
maybe you could give hair advice?
No, neither.
Oh, Janina. That was low. That was low, Janina. You got to go in a corner, okay?
I'm sorry.
No.
But you know what? I will say that her hair looked okay. Her hair looked okay.
I'd rather see Petra again. Ugh.
No, Petra was
Serena,
a black
belt. Serena looked like she squeezed into something like a toothpaste. I can't.
I liked it.
Anna, no. You see, Anna, first of all, I thought this dress was longer when I saw the picture. No.
It's a long dress. I mean, it's a little conservative looking. And I don't like Simona's shoes. Like, I mean, the whole thing is just not good.
Actually, the shoes are the best thing. Caroline Wozniacki looked like she's wrapped up in a dirty burrito. I can't even.
Oh, God. A dirty burrito.
No, she's always wearing this color scheme, and it's not flattering for her at all.
She looked like Heather Locklear. Remember back in the day when Heather Locklear used to wear those outfits? That's what she looked like.
Ooh. Who's that? That looks good.
My sister came up and said,
hey,
that it's Serena.
She looks good.
So my sister said she looks good. She looks fabulous.
She looks too tight. Sure, she's.
Alright.
Can't get on that. The shoe's bothering me too.
Well,
but anyway.
Let's try to be nice and round without. It's 2 hours.
Yes, it is. Just less than. But anyway, we're good. So, folks, I have to say, overall, ladies, you know, though I'm out in the club and whatever, I can't wait to go home. You know, I have a little tennis fatigue. I don't know if it's all the shit that's happening in the world today. That I'm just
the
like, you know.
Has become the least interesting part of it.
Exactly. You know, I mean, BuzzFeed hasn't dropped this shit yet, so I'm waiting for that madness to come. Hopefully, they do drop something really interesting and tidbitty. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to, I don't know, maybe tennis might be a distraction, but, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I have to say that I feel like, a couple of news points, right? Wimbledon has decided that it's going to offer celebrities, what, perks to tweet about Wimbledon. I feel like they need it. I feel like my tennis news has been really slow.
Fuck you, Wimbledon, and I'm going to say this.
Yes, you should Tony, have last fans call. Tweet last shit. Call in club, SW19, Tony,
no,
last
no,
call.
No, none of this shit. Who the fuck care about Kevin Spacey for tweet some shit? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, listen, come on, because their whole point is...
If you have to pay somebody to tweet about your tournament that is supposed to be the epitome of tennis, something
is
wrong.
You get fans. What Kevin Spacey needs to be tweeting about is what's going on in his closet. But you know, we ain't got time for that. Did I drink too much?
Yes, you did.
I thought that was I'm not feeling this Wimbledon bullshit.
Well, I mean, because I think for some reason it's just not getting a lot of traction. And I mean, and then it was over. I mean, I feel like it was overshadowed by the Brexit news. So I feel like Wimbledon needs to have something big happen week one.
Well, let us
remember.
It's going
to just kind of fade a little bit.
But they lined up celebrities to tweet and to pay for that shit before Brexit.
Just give them free tickets. That's all they get.
No, I'm just saying that it has nothing to. I mean, it's just like
it. Me personally, I don't like it.
Well, you know what? What they should have done was not say anything. Because I feel like celebrities are always paid to sort of tweet about things anyway.
Yeah, keep
it
quiet.
Just
make
it quiet.
Seem
don't
good.
Say it. Yeah,
but let me ask the question. So Kevin Spacey tweets about it. What's going to happen? America's going to run over and watch tennis?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with helping it trend so that it actually breaks through. You know how things work. If it trends on Twitter, we might actually cover it on other news. But, I mean, the reality is they just have to have compelling matches.
That's
and they
true.
Have to have a couple of surprises. They have to have, look, I mean, the draw came out, and it's a good draw. It's a solid draw. I mean, Nole's section is kind of a snoozer, but that's always Nole's section just because no one's close to him right now. But the other parts of the draw have some possible fun matches. And so we just need to pray that Wimbledon has some really exciting matches, but not too exciting, like Stakovsky taking out Federer or something. But, you know, because while it's like, no, but you know what I mean? Like, it's fun while it happens, but then everything crashes and burns after that. Like, we need to kind of have things peak maybe second week.
Well, Wimbledon, we know that you're listening, and Tony has offered to be paid to tweet. Value, he'll take the cash. Right. Want to say hi to Dennis, who says hello, ladies and reels.
Hi.
I mean, so who's winning?
Dennis, just so you know, we're all reels tennis fans, okay?
Cool.
Not just reels.
Yeah, you keep
everyone
saying that
is
shit.
A reels tennis fan.
You better come up with a name then.
I mean, we'll see. I'm excited. I'm somewhat excited by the draw. I feel like
Wimbledon is my favorite. I love it. I feel a little disconnected from tennis lately. I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's my work schedule or what, and I just haven't been able to be as invested in it as I have been in the past, but I'm hoping that Wimbledon will bring me back.
I hope so
to the place that I love.
Which is
and I need tennis. Something exciting to happen. I do.
And by that she means Nole being eliminated by Lucas. That's
whatever. I didn't say that, so don't come for me.
No, I just said it. No, I mean, I just think
I'm saying
it. I just think we need a shakeup, but not the predictable shakeup. Like, oh my God, Federer loses. But he hasn't been playing well. That's not that predictable. What I want is like, you know, some young person coming through. Maybe Nick gets through Murray or something.
Let's hope for something we've never seen before. That's all.
Federer winning 18.
I don't mean Raonic.
We've never seen that before.
I am not there for Milos. You know what? You are pathetic.
All right. What are your? I mean, we want to know what.
Yes, Tony. I did just get an NBA title. Thank you for reminding me. But, you know, tennis is my first passion, not basketball. So I need something exciting to happen in tennis.
Let's hope. I'm hoping that, you know, let's hope we have a historic run by several people. Federer and Venus, I'm counting on y'all, too, to do something fun. I'm sorry, Tony. I mean, I know Serena is probably going to get 22. But I wouldn't be mad at Venus if she got something going.
Number 8. I won't be mad at... 8 and 18 are my numbers this Wimbledon.
We have players that have won.
18.
Do you know how ridiculous that is, though? We have players who have won so many Grand Slam titles. To say that you hope Venus gets number 8 seems small.
I know.
Which is ridiculous because that's fucking huge. But
you know what's even smaller? Stan winning number 3 and Murray winning number 3, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
I'm curious. I can't wait. I can't wait to see how Monkey's trying to win
his first one.
Oh, Lord, hey. Whatever, Monkey. I'm upset with Monkey.
Well,
he should have showed up at the
finals.
Why are you going to show up at Wimbledon?
Why are you mad?
I'm mad. I know. I'm mad at Monkey. I know.
All right, everybody.
Anyhow, it's been fun.
Thank you.
Tennis fans, we'd love to hear your comments and your... what you think about the draw below. Hopefully we have an exciting Wimbledon because I'm not really feeling much of it right now. And y'all be safe all day. We had a safe time at the club. Now y'all need to get home, get your Uber, your taxi, your car.
and drag whomever you're taking home with you.
Be safe, meaning using condoms, people. You never know. Some of these people over here look dodgy.
Oh my
Nick,
God!
Rajiv is taking you home. You'll be okay. He's got a car.
I'm sober now. Thank you, Rajiv. I'm okay, boo. I'm okay. He's over there waiting for me, Rajiv. It's okay.
I can't. Good night.
Good night, folks. Thank you all for tuning in and comment below. We're gonna be on iTunes. We're on iTunes already and Podbean. And
leave us a review.
Yes.
And the next time you're going to check us out, it'll be the quiet Sunday.
Yes, middle Sunday.
We're going to be live.
For week one report.
Yes.
And
we want you to keep in mind your favorite moments. We want to talk about those, your surprise moments, your wah, wah moments, and any other thing that we we're going to try to attend to, but we might miss some stuff. So you guys keep a running tally and chat about it.
Let us know.
Bye. Well,
thank you very much. Good night. A good day.